tears stung her eyes, but Kim felt the adrenaline that came with fury kicking in. He never talked to her like that, even when he'd been drinking with his college friends. It told her he was frightened, and before she knew it, fear replaced the anger burning in her chest. She kept her mouth shut, waiting out the scuffling sound from starboard. Was someone coming aboard from the speedboat? Why would Albert let them? The gunshot made Kim yelp, sending her scooting back on the berth into a corner, stopping only when her skull and shoulders met the bulkhead with a solid thump. She heard the speedboat's engine revving, then receding. Hopeful, she remembered to breathe, willing herself to relax. A sudden storm of gunfire sent her squealing to the deck, while Ryan crouched beside the doorway to their stateroom. Kim would have gladly crawled under the bed, but there was no space there, thanks to the storage drawers that saved on cabin space. She cringed between the berth and bulkhead, sobbing, while the gunfire seemed to last forever, though in fact, she guessed, it raged on for no more than a minute. Trembling where she lay, Kim heard the speedboat coming back. Its engine noise was muffled, but it came through all the same. Ryan edged into the galley, calling up to Albert, but the older man didn't reply. Kim had a mental picture of him lying dead on deck, blood everywhere. She still had no idea who'd started shooting, or why. Was it the strangers in the speedboat? If so, why had they retreated after the first shot was fired? Had Albert brought a gun on board? Would he know how to use one if the need arose? Kim Ryan had never fired a gun in her life, but she wished for one now. Her husband enjoyed quail hunting and made fun of her when she refused to eat the birds he'd shot. How different could it be, shooting a man in self-defense? Of course, Jeff had no gun now, when he needed it. And quail didn't shoot back. She heard more scuffling sounds to starboard. Then another gunshot echoed from the wheelhouse, instantly followed by the rattling sound of what she took for machine guns. Someone was screaming in the cabin, and it took a moment for Kim to realize the high-pitched voice was hers.
Shut up! Shut up before they hear you, damn it!
Kim shut up, biting her tongue and swallowing the screams that tried to escape against her will. It was the hardest thing she'd ever tried to do, just keeping silent while the battle raged above them on the Valiant's deck. She tasted blood, grimacing, uncertain how much longer she could stay quiet. And suddenly it was over. The shooting stopped, replaced by a cautious shuffling sound of footsteps overhead. A twangy voice called down to them from the wheelhouse.
Come out! Hands up! Maybe we don't kill you!
Oh, God. Without saying the words, that voice told her Albert was dead, their last hope gone.
If you can't wait for the next installment of your favorite series to hit the shelves, plug into Cutting Audio's website and download it for your computer or digital player. It'll be online before anywhere else. You'll also get free screensavers, ringtones, games, and other goodies. www.cuttingaudio.com